Hi, I'm Eva Cox, and I want to talk today about identity and politics in terms of making more civil societies. I think identity has become a very major issue in politics. Sometimes it's seen as something new, but it's got a very long history, going back to the last century when people like Edward Said brought up issues of Orientalism as a way of countering this sort of over-European view of what was happening in the Middle East. And Frantz Fanon looked at negritude and the particular issues that were happening with black people under the colonisation, particularly of the French. And this imposition of mainly European views on those that were taken over by colonisation. So various groups have raised this well back into the 20th century. The rise of fascism and anti-Semitism showed identity could be placed on outsiders to create ever nastier patriotism and loyalty. And left groups were always aware of the failures of the dominant right groups, yet the issue of identity of part of who we are, and also part of the groups that sought better futures, has never really been fully addressed. Something happened also in the 80s, and I think this exacerbated it. When the takeover of central politics by the market neoliberals, there were new questions in the somewhat fractured left. While some sought the third way, Keating, Blair, Clinton, etc., which was just a version of neoliberalism but just being nicer, much of the radical left was left out of that sort of discussion and picked up on issues like post-structuralism, the rebellion against universals, and the loss of legitimacy of any dominant viewpoints. Foucault and various other writers made it easier to fragment beliefs and theories, and out of these changes arose new, much more fragmented identity groups. More recently, we've had it coming up in sexual identity questions, LGBTIQ, I mean, queer's been around for a long time, as well as race, and it started changing when post-structuralism rightly questioned the Western view of the Enlightenment, which was often seen as an attempt to create a universal definition of what mattered. There's a man called Omar Sakir I found, and he said, "If I had to name one of the most urgent issues of our time, I'd be hard-pressed to look past what is now dismissively termed identity politics. That is the demand by marginalised, remember that, groups for equality. Everything comes back to the framework established by Western imperialism, the original form of politicised identity where white men endowed their own constructed sense of self with more value than all non-white, non-male and non-straight bodies." I think that's a good definition of where it came from, because it's become a problem in times of more emphasis on identities and individualism, creating potential political problems, because I think we really need to start thinking about what we have in common as well as our differences, because otherwise the right is organising against us. This is the world sketched by an American lawyer in a group called Political Tribes. She's looking how identity politics is remaking our world and has already triggered a revolution in American politics. Tribal instinct, she says, is not just an instinct to belong, it's also an instinct to exclude. And that's something we do have to remember. The US, she said, is divided over race and class. Black lives matter versus white lives matter or all lives matter. It's turned ugly and violent, and the rise of the alt-right and white supremacy has raised a lot of questions about American Civil War again, which is actually an interesting thing with pulling down statues. But this is actually something that's beginning to happen here that we have to be very careful of, and it's just happened again over the last week or so. The hard right is claiming their white, mainly male identities are under threat. Neatly interested in the debates in the last week or so of the attempts by some conservatives to set up the Ramsey Centre at the ANU and other universities to cover a course in Western European civilization. Note the word civilization. The ANU wanted to change the last word into something that was less value-laden, such as Western ideas. But this was not acceptable to Ramsey. So suddenly white macho masculinity is claiming the high ground under that particular banner and claiming they are now the persecuted oust group. The anger of the marginalised groups is legitimate and we do need to address it. But the question of whether setting up these often closed groups creates difficulties in creating broader mass movements or actually getting together, it really raises for me a lot of issues about where do we go to from here, because I keep finding that we are fighting amongst ourselves, that fractions and factions and groups in feminism, in politics and in various other groups are spending more attention looking at what they see as the problems within these particular movements of intersectionality, rather than recognizing that white groups are now organizing themselves to say they are persecuted. They are the people that are being left out. They are the people that are being ignored. And there's actually a plot from the left, I wish there was, to take over. We've taken over the universities, according to them. We've taken over the ABC. We've taken over all sorts of other institutions, and they are fighting back. So I think we need to think through where we go with identity politics. How do we deal with diversity? How do we deal with inequalities? And they're many, and they're revolting. But do we do them by fighting each other? Or do we need to sit down and take a good long look at the people that have really dominated the system for a very long time, who are now reorganizing themselves under the conservative banner and possibly creating even more divides and creating the possibilities that they again will win and all of the rest of us will lose?